thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
The Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A group of the so-called aliens marches on the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission headquarters demanding their right to vote in the July 31st elections.
The MDC Ncube launches its 2013 election manifesto in Chikomba, Mashonaland East, ruling out any chances of reuniting or working in a coalition with Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's MDC formation.
And churches in Manicaland warn politicians ahead of this year's election that places of worship should not be abused to seek support.
A group comprising the so-called aliens or people whose parents came from countries like Malawi, Zambia or Mozambique and by law are now allowed to take Zimbabwean citizenship, today marched on the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission headquarters demanding their right to vote in the July 31 elections. Thomas Cheripasi has more details from the capital.
More than 100 aliens demonstrated at the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's offices demanding a special exercise to have their names added onto the voters' roll. They claim officers from the Registrar General's office made it difficult for them to register in time for the July 31st vote. They charge that there is still time if the will is there for ZEC to accommodate them. The protesters carried placards, some of which read, quote, everyone must be allowed to vote in a credible election. One of the demonstrators, Kimberly Nyatsanga, said he is disappointed that he will not be able to vote in the forthcoming polls.
The complaint is all about Zimbabweans who are in the voters' roll, but they are not eligible to vote because they are called aliens, but their names, they are already in the voters' roll. The process, the renouncing of citizens, it was a process, but the only problem was the process, it was just happening at one place in Harare.
Nyatsanga added that they could not meet the commissioners of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission after security details locked all the gates.
Yeah, we want to vote as Zimbabweans because our names, they are already in the voters' roll. When the head people are coming, they close their gates.
He said that during the mobile voter registration exercise that ended Tuesday, many of them were ordered by the Registrar General's department to renounce their foreign citizenship, but the process took so long that they could not register to vote in this year's crucial elections. Another demonstrator, Clemens Piri, who is of Malawian descent, said he is disappointed that he will not be able to vote this year. He adds his failure to vote will affect his future.
The demonstration is about Zimbabweans who are living in Zimbabwe, but they are aliens, but they didn't register. They are in the voters' roll, but because they didn't renounce the citizenship. So they are saying the process was so difficult to do because when the mobile registration came, they were saying this mobile registration, they are not supposed to renounce there because most of them didn't born in Zimbabwe. They are from Malawi. So they must go to room 100 to renounce their citizenship.
Where is room 100?
It is here in Makombe.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau, who said she was in a meeting. Aliens now enjoy all the rights enjoyed by ordinary Zimbabweans following the adoption of the new constitution. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.